Greetings, everyone. My name is William Porter. Welcome to this edition of Storytelling Time. This podcast is sponsored by Every.Black, Entrepreneurs Podcasting Network, a group that supports entrepreneurs across the United States and in many foreign countries. And again, I'm happy to welcome to the podcast today Mr. Matthew Coppedge, the president and CEO of the Garner, North Carolina Chamber of Commerce. Matthew, it's great having you again with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We're going to take up from where we left off the last time. We were talking about all the growth that Garner has experienced over the last several years and will experience over the coming years because of a lot of development, not only specifically here in Raleigh, in Garner, I should say, but also in Raleigh, of course, being the largest municipality in the region, and actually even Durham, the Raleigh-Durham area, the Research Triangle area that includes Chapel Hill, has been a very significant factor in the growth of this region here in central North Carolina. So this week, though, I'd like to focus on some issues that not only concern us here in Garner and in North Carolina, but all across the country and the world, in fact. And that's the civil unrest that we've had and some of the other issues that we've experienced over the last few months. You know, Matthew, the Every.Black organization, the sponsor of this show, has listeners all over the country and even the world. So because of our outreach, many of those who turn into this podcast may not be necessarily interested in what's going on in Garner. I know we are, of course, but not everyone because of their distance away from our physical location. And so, but this week I'd like to focus on something that all of us are interested in, regardless of where we live. And I'd like to start by asking you this question, and it's a simple question. What has been your feelings about all the civil unrest we've been experiencing, which really started with the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis a few months ago?
Yeah, I'm not sure that's a simple question, but you know, it's been interesting. You know, I think that it's kind of hard. You know, I kind of mentioned last week in the interview about the everybody's kind of dealing with grief in terms of the pandemic, right? And so you're dealing with that, and then this happens. You know, back in I guess April timeframe,
yeah,
or so, and so a lot of people are still trying to process a lot of different things. And then this, you know, this happens. And, you know, one of the, I think the biggest challenges, I kind of, this is like any relationship, I think, just in terms of, you know, our country, we're just part of this one big country and we're in relationships and we have, you know, we work together and we talk about things and we work things out. And, you know, I think in a relationship, if you boil it down to kind of the simplest parts, the most critical part is communication, right? And so one of the things that I think we've lost in all this is the ability, and this is partially social media over the last, you know, 10 years. This is partially due to the pandemic, that we're not able to sit down in a room and talk about a lot of these issues. And so what has happened is you know, people kind of, you know, shout their feelings off on social media, and it's a lot easier to do that on whatever side anybody is on. And it's really easy to kind of not listen, and it's really easy to not communicate. And so, you know, I kind of feel like, you know, this has presented some real challenges to actually sit down, communicate about the issues that are there. So, again, I liken it to a relationship. You know, if you're not listening to feelings that people have, you know, it can create some real tensions. And I think that's one of the biggest challenges that we found here. Obviously, there are issues that need to be addressed. And I think, you know, as communities, as a country, you know, the communication has been it's really struggled to make something happen. And that's how I think you can create some positive change, sitting down in a room with somebody and communicating about, you know, feelings and how we can address those. And every time I've talked to somebody, you know, one-on-one, things have been super positive. But then, you know, people get out and they start talking about these things, and there's a real disconnect, I think, between, you know, the in-person reality of how people feel and the things that people are willing to talk about and understand via social media and via Zoom and those kind of things. So I think it's created some real challenges, obviously, with the civil unrest, you know. And it's funny, you know, over 90% of protests have been peaceful. Over 90% of police interactions are peaceful, generally speaking. Over, you know, most, you know, over 90% of people don't commit crimes. Like, you know, people end up focusing on these, you know, these really small minority of things that happen. And when we should actually be really communicating well and making sure that everybody has a voice to talk about the issues that they face. And everybody has different experiences in life. That's what makes us as a country really great, right? We've kind of, you know, we need to make sure that we appreciate the different experiences and what those different experiences each person can bring to the table as we discuss how we solve problems and how we build a community and how we, you know, move forward. And I don't think that's happening as much as should be happening to make some real positive differences and changes.
But, you know, we've been talking about the civil unrest, at least in this segment. And of course, last week we touched on the pandemic, and we talked a lot about the growth in Garner in particular last week. But it doesn't help as far as dealing with civil unrest and the pandemic when you're in the middle of a political season. So that just kind of exacerbates everything.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're going through a lot. 2020 has been an interesting year, to say the least, in a number of areas. You mentioned your
understatement of the year.
You mentioned your interest in athletics, and of course I have interest in athletics as well, and we're just now returning to athletic competition in a number of areas. As you know, the Big Ten Conference just reinstituted football this fall, coming a little bit later next month. And it's, we know about the bubble with professional basketball. And you also mentioned your affiliation with North Carolina Central University, who's a member of the MEAC, the conference, mm-hmm. Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. So anyway, it's just been a lot of things going on. But let me ask you this. We all are aware of the tension between police departments and the African-American community nationwide. That's actually been magnified over the past several months, and we know the reasons mm-hmm. for it. So in your opinion, how does all of the social unrest that's going on all over the country affect Garner in any way? And your job, and what is your job, or do you have a job specifically in trying to deal with this situation as far as being the president of the chamber?
Sure. You know, I mean, obviously we have, you know, we have a board of directors and we have over 600 members. And so, you know, there's different opinions here and there. So I think our job really is to, one, not be afraid to speak on these things. You know, this is part of the community. This is part of business. This is part, it affects all of those things. And so, you know, I think our role is to really try our best to be an organization that brings people together to talk about these kind of things, to, again, make sure everybody, you know, has a voice at the table, to, you know, and feels compelled and feels comfortable to share their experiences, and to try and make sure that everybody realizes that we're all just trying to make the world better, right? Like, I mean, that's kind of the goal of these kind of things, and make sure that, you know, people feel welcome, and people feel like they're included and they're engaged, and they have their opinions and values are important, and they can be part of how we all make this, you know, community better. And, you know, I think bringing that kind of that voice and bringing that area, but, you know, a place where people can actually do that and engage. And I think that's kind of what we've tried to do with, you know, kind of our networking events, you know, with some of the things that we do with the outreach, I think is really critical. Just making sure that, you know, you are cognizant of, we need to make sure we are trying to be inclusive and that we're diverse, because those ideas are really, like I said earlier, like really critical in making sure that we can be innovative and we can, you know, grow as we need to, as this community grows, and that we have new people that are going to be moving here. We have, and this is just true of numerous places around the country, that, you know, make sure that we can be as engaged and inclusive as we possibly can, and that people feel like they can have a voice. And I think that's kind of our role, is to make sure that we can make that happen to the best of our abilities. I mean, I don't think anybody has the answers to this immediately. If we did, everything would be fixed, right? Like, I think we're all working through it, and it's better if we work through it as a cohesive team to try and make things better.
Well, Matthew, I know you have a lot of things on your plate as the leader of the chamber, and I know you might consider yourself as new. You've been here since February, you mentioned, but of course, with the pandemic and the isolation caused by it, it might seem as though you're still new in the position. But anyway, it's different. As I said earlier, 2020 is just a different kind of year. And you actually just addressed the question that I was going to ask you, and that is the chamber's role in making Garner a wonderful place for everybody, for all its citizens, and including having a healthy relationship between our local police department and the African-American community. So is there anything else you'd like to add to that? Because I'm sure you've addressed some of that in your last answer.
Yeah, but I feel, you know, encouraged about, you know, we've had some, you know, discussions with, you know, with the town and with community members and with the police department and with different people. And we had a, I'm not sure there were any, like, specific protests in Garner. There was a group that got together with the town and, you know, and had a vigil, essentially. And so it was, you know, a way for the community to come together. And so, you know, I think, you know, generally speaking, we've heard, you know, positive things about, like, us trying to move forward, us trying to move forward as a community together to address some of these things that we can address. But, you know, I feel positive about where we're going, and you know, we need to continue to push this. You know, I think once we get through the pandemic, which, again, who knows how long that's going to be, once we return to a more normal, we can't forget that these are issues that we need to make sure that we need to continue to make sure that we're being inclusive. We need to continue to do the conversations on these things as we move forward. I think it's really critically important to not let those slip and continue those lines of communication as we move forward.
Well, I'd like you to know that in the past, and even now, the chamber has a relationship with the local police department. As a member of the chamber, we had one of our meetings at the police department last year, before you arrived, in fact. So you have fertile ground to stand on and to work from as far as trying to promote better race relations and just community involvement by all of us who live here in Garner. So I know you have a lot on your plate, as I said earlier, but there are a lot of possibilities as well. So
I agree, and I would say the chamber before I got here, again, I do feel very, very new still. But the chamber, obviously, the chamber and the community and the police department and the town government and everybody is, you know, been fantastic here as a community and been really welcoming. And, you know, those relationships over the past, you know, however many years have been really strong. So, you know, it's like you said, it's a real opportunity for us as a community to continue that and move forward. And there's always room for improvement, right? Like, no matter what you're doing. And so, again, whether it's relationships or whether it's, you know, building these things or whether it's growing a community, whatever it is, there's always opportunities to improve. And I think looking at it that way is really critical as well.
Well, Matthew, we're going to take another short break. And when we return, we're going to go ahead and close the show, because this second part of the interview session I've had with you is coming close to ending. We don't have all the time that we'd like to have, but again, I'd like to thank Every Dot Black Entrepreneurs Podcasting Network for sponsoring this podcast. So we'll be right back to finish this show. Stay with us. Welcome back. We're here with Matthew Coppedge, the president and CEO of the Garner North Carolina Chamber of Commerce. And let me ask you one other question before we close things out here today, Matthew, and that is, you touched on this earlier, one of the newest economic attractions to come to Garner in a while has been the new Amazon distribution plant. So again, just maybe repeat some of what you mentioned earlier, and you can go into it a little bit more. How much will this facility drive Garner's growth in the future, in your opinion?
Oh, a lot. You know, I think one, just having the name, I am Amazon associated with your community, and that they chose to locate here, and they originally were going to bring 1,500 jobs into that facility, is now up over 3,000 jobs. And that's by far the largest employer in Garner. You know, even at the 1,500, they were going to be the largest, but now they've doubled that. So, you know, in terms of having the name, in terms of having the number of jobs here, it's a fantastic and amazing state-of-the-art facility, which can ship almost 1 million packages a day. Like, it's really amazing what they're going to be doing out of that facility. But what that means in terms of us recruiting new distribution centers because of the great location we have on 40 and 70, you know, I think that's tremendous. I think the identify us as a chamber, you know, one of our goals is to identify what potential spinoff companies want to be near, or entrepreneur or startups want to be near an Amazon distribution hub, right? So this is going to create a number of new opportunities for our community in terms of startups that could be close to that, in terms of, you know, people moving here for those jobs, whether they're Garner residents that get them. We hope a lot of Garner residents do get those jobs, but also, you know, people moving here for, you know, executive level positions in that plant, in, you know, smaller roles for that plant as well. You know, it's really great that we have. The town did an amazing job on recruiting them and the chamber prior to me. But, you know, it's a really good and big win for our community.
And, you know, I mentioned infrastructure earlier, and certainly that's going to cause a lot of changes in our infrastructure around that particular facility. As a matter of fact, as you know, the road in front of it has been further developed, widened lanes and whatnot, traffic lights. And so there's just a lot of things going on here in the Garner community. It's very exciting. And let me ask you, do you have anything else you'd like to say before we close?
Sure. Yeah, I'm just excited about the growth and the opportunity here in Garner. I think it's an amazing town. I think we're going to, you know, see some really amazing things over the next 5 to 10 years. And yeah, just finally want to thank you for having me on. You know, it's been great. I always enjoy speaking with you. So I appreciate it.
Well, again, thank you for being with us. And would you like to give your contact information for anyone who'd like more information about what's going on in this community, or any other questions they may want to ask you?
Sure. They can, you can all visit GardnerChamber.com, and you can email me. Feel free to email me with any questions or updates, Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, at GardnerChamber.com.
Well, thank you again, Matthew, for being with us, and it's been grand. it really has been grand, and we know that you're going to be doing great things here in the Garner community. And I'd like to thank all the listeners for being with us as well. And again, remember, whatever you might be going through, whether it's good or bad, just keep in mind that there's always more good things coming your way. We'll see you the next time.